Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos. This is an interview on occasion of the 32nd European Film Awards. And we have on the phone Mr. Nicolas Bendixen, director of Dite and Louise, nominated to Best European Comedy this year. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
How do you feel about your nomination, about having directed one of the three best comedies of the year?
Well, that's wonderful. I'm very, very happy. And it's a very beautiful field that we're in. The three movies are all excellent movies. So I'm very happy that that we're among those three. It's a great honor.
Have you seen the two films that are in competition with yours? They are Tel Aviv on Fire and The Favorite.
Yes, and they're all very good.
How would you define your film? I would say it's a comedy, but it's a dark one, right?
Well, I define all comedies have an aspect of drama in them. Otherwise, you can't do comedy without a bit of drama. So, let's say, for instance, the main character have to have something that hurts them. Otherwise, you can't make drama out of it.
Your film comes from a TV series. Is it so?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, it started like this. Dite and Louise, Dite Hansen and Louise Müritz, which are the two main characters in the movie, who has written the script and also stars in the movie, had also written the TV series and also stars in the TV series. And Denmark's Radio needed something new. They wanted to try something else. And they wanted a comedy series that wasn't the normal comedy. And Dite and Louise wrote this with a female, you can say, gaze. And about two women that wanted to make it big in show business, and of course they will never make it big in show business because they are their own worst enemy.
And how was the transition between the TV series and the film? Did you why did you decide to do it like that?
Well, we could have gone on making a TV series, but maybe it was time to take it to the next step and make a little, a bit more in with the characters. Dite and Louise wanted that on the script, and of course I would love to do that as well, take it into a bigger perspective, the two characters. So it was a normal transition to go to the movie, the 1.5 hour segment instead of the 25-minute segment, and it gave us the opportunity to in-depth the characters a bit more.
Nicolas, how do you see older actresses today, the struggle you depict in your film? Is it real for you?
Well, you can say we still have the thing that when you see movies with, let's say, a 60-year-old man, they still fall in love with a 35-year-old woman. You never see the opposite, actually. So it's in there, it's still in our way of thinking that you won't see a problem if you go see a mainstream movie with an older man falling in love with a younger woman and vice versa. But the opposite is an art house movie, you know.
Do you have in mind your next project, your next film?
Yes, actually I do, and it's a drama comedy as well, but with a 60-year-old woman that goes wrong to discover her past, and a lot of problems comes out of that.
Okay, sounds fun. Sounds fun.
Well, I just wanted to say that. So you know, we're actually taking an older female character to play the leading role, which I think is very relevant nowadays. Well, I can say it's a drama for grown-up people, but it also has a lot of comedy in it. All the characters, the main characters, are around the age of 60, mm-hmm. But they do things that 25-year-olds would do because it has to do with love.
Okay, Nicolas Bendixen, director of Dite and Louise, nominated for Best European Comedy in the next European Film Awards. That will take place in Berlin next 7th of December. Thank you very much. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I'm David Matros, and this was an interview for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.